It's time now for sports and more with Coach D.A.
All righty, 8:19 on the nose, and it's time to check in with Coach D.A. The D stands for Dale, just in case you were wondering out there. D.A. Yes, sir. How you doing, Coach?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, listeners. And for the last, I guess it would be, this would be the second week going into it. It's been some controversy with Somerville and Ashley Ridge baseball game.
Yes.
For to go to the lower state.
Uh-huh.
And so I say, why not have the person that's over the whole South Carolina High School League, my friend, Jerome Singleton. Jerome, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you, big guy. How y'all doing?
Doing good, man. Doing good. So, look, Jerome, break it down for everybody that want to know the situation and what the outcome was.
Yes.
So let's do this. Shoot me a question.
All right. The question.
That's what we got.
All right. We got the question. So there was a lot of scuttlebutt, as they said, about the results of the game with Ashley Ridge and Somerville, and a lot of controversy because there was a forfeit and then an appeal. And then the results of the appeal came out yesterday. What were those results?
There were some challenges. There were conversation about the pitch count.
Yes.
And there's a rule that's been put in place where the Federation had determined that every state association, not just South Carolina, but every state association had to create a pitching rule or a pitch count rule to help protect the arms of the pitchers.
Right.
There was a study that was done that there was a lot of young pitchers having that Tommy John surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So the Federation stepped in and said, we need to do something about this.
Okay.
So they came up with a rule and it was developed. And the way the rule is enforced is if you violate it, you have to forfeit the contest in which you play.
Okay.
Now, that's a harsh penalty. And everybody recognized that as being truly a harsh penalty. But the bigger conversation is, how do you protect them unless there's some severe consequences in the event that you violate it?
Mm-hmm.
It's always a sad situation or an unfortunate situation when we use safety at the expense of a team. But, I mean, it's there. So what happened is they violated the pitch count. They pitched more than what was allowable. You are allowed, and we tried to simplify it as much as we possibly can. You know, if you pitch one pitch on one day, the most you can pitch the very next day is 75. But you can pitch up to 30 pitches in one day and still get to pitch 75. But to stay away from getting involved with all the math of trying to figure out, well, if I did this, I pitch 10, so I get more than 75. Or if I pitch 30, I'm limited to 30. 75, I pitch one, do I get more than 75? No, it's clear. 1 to 30 allows you 75 the very next day.
Okay.
That's what it does. Okay.
All right.
So when it was violated, they just had to forfeit the contest because they pitched more than 75.
Right. So it's pretty cut and dry.
So this rule came in effect this year, Jerome?
Well, the 75 pitch was always there. That's been a big staple piece to it. Now we were trying to figure out what I was just trying to share with you. How do we avoid the math issues that could possibly come and be a part of a challenge for us? Well, then let's just simplify it and says, here's the rule. 1 to 30, you got 75. Anything more than 30, you got to take a day off.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Right.
And that's what only changes to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then one of the things that, you know, because baseball doesn't, even though it's one of it's America's pastime, you know, we always get hyped about football season, of course, and basketball, and baseball is going on as well without maybe as much fanfare. But then when this happens, it brings all that fanfare to the forefront. And a lot of people don't know the rules. And then when they hear them, they're like, "What? What's going on?" Well, it's been there. You just hadn't paid attention. Yeah. But now, if a pitcher on one day can pitch up to 110 pitches, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So on a given day, one time.
On a given day.
Yeah. But if and if they pitch 110 pitches, then they have to – they wouldn't play the next day anyway. And no coach would do that. But they have to have a day's rest, right?
Well, and I think it progresses with each one that you move up. So at some point, I mean, once you reach so many pitches, it's not up to 110 and you still got a day off. I mean, it progresses. At some point, it goes to 2 days.
Okay.
At another point, it goes to 3 days.
Right.
It goes 4 days, up to 5 days.
Oh, up to five. All right. And
wow.
Listening audience, it's all for the protection of the student athletes' health because, you know, as I said on this radio broadcast before, even the pitching in baseball is not a natural motion to get that kind of speed and, you know, ball That's moving correct. Around and all that stuff. And we got to protect what is called the UCL ligament, and that's why it is what it is. Now, that series will start today, right? The championship?
Yes. Yeah. Is it today? Is it today? It's today, tomorrow, and Monday.
Okay.
If necessary.
Okay. Right. Best out of three. Who gets the home game first?
I'm trying to remember. I think it's Lexington.
Okay. So
yeah, Lexington got the home game.
Ashley Ridge goes to Lexington, and then game two, Lexington comes back to Ashley Ridge, and then now. I was noticing in another championship, there's a neutral site game. I think it's Hanahan, I believe, was playing.
Right.
And the third game is at a neutral site. Would that be in the same case of every best of three?
Yes. Okay. Yes. In fact, they're playing their third game. I believe it's at Gilbert.
Yes. That's correct. Yeah. So, pretty interesting, the dynamics of how this baseball season, but once again, the high school league has a job to do, and it looks like you did the job with integrity, and that's the most important part. You did it with integrity, and somebody was going to be upset no matter what you ruled. So you ruled with integrity.
And that's the case. But what we got to do, you know, we got to do a job of if there's opportunities for misunderstanding, then I think part of our job is to try to figure out ways make it even clearer.
Yes, sir.
And sometimes we do it every day, all day, so a lot of time it gets easy to us. But
yes.
We've got to think in terms of those that don't do it every day, all day. How
right.
do we best arm them so that they don't make these type of mistakes? So I've challenged my staff and myself to look at, is there a way that we could be more involved or place some more things in place so that these type of things becomes very challenging to commit.
Right.
For lack of a better term.
Right.
How do we do that? I don't know. We just got to work on it. There's other areas of things that gets challenging, and I know you didn't call me about this, but, you know, then we got the rule where if we play so many innings and the game gets stopped in inclement weather, you know, we go back to the last full inning and we declare a winner.
Ooh.
So when we get to the playoffs, sometimes that gets a little more challenging. So, but that's been going on all season. That predates Jerome. I mean, that's been in place
for
30-something years, if not longer.
Well,
it's something that we probably can look at when we go to playoff. It's not like I got a game next week. When this is done, we're done.
Yeah,
so
we're done.
There's a better way to do that. I don't know if there's a better way, but I've challenged the staff and myself. So let's see if we can find ways to help that out and see if – and maybe there's no way to do it. And it's not only baseball and softball, but soccer after a half. You know, if we got a clear winner, the game's over. I don't know that that's where we want to be right now.
That's
Maybe we do, but let's explore it first and see what's there.
Well, look, we appreciate you spending a couple minutes here on the WJNI to try to explain it so people, you know, nobody's going – no one's ever going to be happy because half of the fan base is going to be the loser. And I don't care what the sport is. So I got you. But, you know, back to that, how to resolve it. Now, I've got a quarter in my pocket. You know, there's a heads and tails that starts a football game. Maybe, you know. Maybe not.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Jerome, listen, man, thank you so much. Hold on so I can get that email so we can send it.
Yes.
To you, but man, listen, we appreciate it, man. I know you're a busy guy, and taking the time out to come on with us and listeners. Hopefully, you heard that. And the last thing, Jerome, we want a state championship football to come back to come to Charleston.
Come on, Johnson Haygood.
Come on now.
and hey, I'm ready to say it now, ladies and gentlemen. Please stand up, remove your hats. I'm ready. Just let me know, sir.
Well, listen, we're very open to it. We don't care who takes us to the prom. Just fight them. That's all we do.
All right. That'll work.
All right, Jerome.
Take care now.
Appreciate you, man.